The Washington Panthers are practicing at Illinois State University's Hancock Stadium in Normal, getting ready for Saturday's Class 5A semifinal game in Springfield against Sacred Heart Griffin. At least nine of the team lost their homes in Sunday's tornado.
He came over and said, you know, you have an appliance on top of you. I didn't think I was going to get out of there for quite some time.
Jake Clark is a running back. He was asleep in his basement room and woke up to loud winds. His father yelled at him to come upstairs and look. Dad was videotaping the twister and its huge dark debris cloud because he didn't think it would come for them. Not so.
And I yelled at him, we got to get downstairs, and grabbed him by his shirt and pulled him downstairs with me. And 2 seconds we were in the basement and everything just exploded. And so I just took cover behind my couch to get out of the way of the windows and stuff and put my hands over my head. And I felt stuff starting to fall on top of me, and my dad had to come dig me out. And there's another person's oven on top of me, and along with roof trusses and all that stuff, so it wasn't good.
Jake isn't dressed to practice. He has scratches on his face and arms and a nail hole and bruises in his back. He says he can't run right now because of the debris that fell on him.
And then we got up and got outside trying to help people. All you could hear was, you know, kids screaming for help. It was really scary, and we just got out there to help as soon as we could.
By some odd chance, everyone on Clark's block was okay. Clark says he looked at the wreckage and had a bad moment considering homelessness. He and his family have been going back to the rubble every day to look for belongings.
We found quite a bit of stuff. I made out the best out of my whole family, probably because my room is in the basement, so I was actually able to get most of my clothes and belongings and stuff, and guitars and stuff like that. But my dad and little sister, their rooms were upstairs, so their stuff is pretty much all gone.
Everyone on the team knows someone who's trying to dig out from the mounds of debris that used to be 1,000 homes in the Tazewell County town. Wide receiver Hayden Bodine is one of the fortunate ones. Bodine says after the all-clear, he and his dad hopped in the truck without shirt or shoes to drive around, not expecting to see much.
Brand new house is just destroyed, and we saw people coming outside screaming. And we just went into action and just started helping. Kid on a football team, I went to his house, and he just got a concussion, so I kind of grabbed him, put him inside, and laid him down. He had no idea what was going on. His head was pounding, he said. He just had no idea.
Hayden says he and his father drove home, packed water and clothing into their truck, and started distributing it that day.
I don't know what I was thinking about. It's just really adrenaline, just doing whatever I could. I had no idea what was going on. Just breaks your heart.
The team met Monday in their locker room and went out and walked, collecting goods strewn around. They found an iPad, a laptop, both worked, and other things. Even one of their own team members' helmets. Two offensive linemen lost everything, including their jerseys and game pants. Bodine says the team scrounged extra. He says there are mixed emotions. You feel bad for the players and proud they're responding well.
When they're at football, it's like a whole different setting, and they're not thinking about it. And we know after football, they're going to be a little devastated again. But that's what we're here for. We're teammates. We're going to pick them up. We're going to help this community.
So is football a refuge then?
I would say so. It just gets them away from everything.
How do you work your way into getting ready mentally for the game when you have these other things going on?
It's tough. You just kind of isolate yourself and just be thankful everything's okay. And our coach has done a great job keeping us together as one and just trying to be leaders. That's all we got, all we really can do.
Casey Danley is number 21. He's a running back.
I was with some of the players and one of my coaches. We all go to church every Sunday.
The twister came right through Danley's neighborhood.
It was crazy because we went into the locker room and we heard the tornado go right by us, and we could feel the locker room shaking and everything. It was real scary. Never experienced anything like it. I don't wish it upon anyone else.
Even with a catastrophe like this, Clark, Danley, and Bodine want to win the next game. Washington is 12-0, undefeated for the first time this late in the season. Running back Jake Clark says the team is pulling together.
I was still shaken from everything that happened, and I saw kids from the team in the backs of trucks getting bussed over to the bad spots to help people out. And then yesterday I was digging stuff out of my house and Coach Crouch came up with 20 other football players, and it was just great to see.
Clark says he can't even count the number of friends who've offered places to stay. Because of that, Clark says he's not worried about anything right now. While the school is closed because of the lack of potable water, power, and curfew restrictions in Washington, the football team practices at Illinois State University. Washington's defeated quarterfinal playoff opponent, University High School in Normal, is providing hot lunches and other help. Hayden Bodine seems overwhelmed.
That's awesome. For them, it's just, you're just so grateful for people like that and communities like that just to respond to us and give us things that we need. It's just amazing. You give your heart out to them.
The Panthers' next opponent, Sacred Heart Griffin, is likewise offering meals and some buses to get Washington fans to the weekend game because many lost their vehicles in the twister. Casey Danley says going forward with the game will help the town of Washington as well as the players.
It's one town, one community, one team. And so we're coming together as a community even more than we have through this football team. And we're just trying to go out there and get a win on Saturday for the town and our team.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.